El trabajo del británico Orlando Higginbotham, que es firmado como Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs, está de regreso en la escena musical. Hace algunas semanas escuchamos la pieza Leave a Light On, lo primero que entrega desde 2012. Y para conversar de lo que vendrá próximamente, tenemos a Orlando en la línea telefónica. Hola, Orlando.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, how's the weather in this summer?
It's very hot this summer.
So different.
3-4 weeks of very hot.
I can imagine that. Very different from Oxford, right?
Yep, very different.
How long have you been in L.A.?
3 years now.
And what's the hardest part of this transition between the UK and Los Angeles?
There's two things. I miss my family and my friends.
Okay.
In England, but the sense of humor. I miss my British friend's sense of humor. Here it's very different.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the most different things between the United States and England.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Orlando, it's been 6 years from now that you released your debut album, Trouble. It took you a very long time to release new music.
Mm-hmm. It did. There isn't really a good answer to this. I just wasn't ready.
Okay.
I've been writing music the whole time and working and touring and DJing. But I just didn't feel ready to put music out, and now I do, so it's good.
Because exactly that feeling is one of the most important things about music, that create that feeling, that have that feeling as a creator.
Yeah. It needs to feel right. You have to trust your gut and your heart. You know, it has to be a true thing. Otherwise, you're just putting out more nonsense into the world, and we have so much nonsense and noise now. We don't need it.
What was the most interesting things that released your debut album, Trouble? How was your life? How was touring? How was to be a musician?
Well, it was, the whole thing was, you know, a big part of my life and a big experience. It went from, you know, playing very small shows and making, you know, no money and playing to 10 people to playing to thousands of people and it becoming my job. And so just the big transformation in my life like that. And that took years. And really the most wonderful thing was traveling the world and meeting people through music all around the world, meeting musicians and friends, and you know, that big family is the best thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of shows during these years as Ted and also DJing, right?
DJing, yes. Lots of DJing, yeah.
And what do you enjoy the most?
Oh, I mean, when you do a live show, there's so many people and you have to arrive at a venue in the morning and spend all day setting up, and it's a big process. When you DJ, you arrive 2 hours before you start playing and you just have your headphones and your USB. So right now it's wonderful just to DJ because there's less pressure.
Okay.
But I look forward to doing live again.
Orlando, I read that before you moved to L.A., you spent some time in London, right?
Yes, I did, yeah.
But it didn't work out.
No, it didn't. I was there for about 2 years, and I tried very hard, but I made a few mistakes, but really also London just wasn't the right city for me. I didn't find it romantic at all. I found it just kind of oppressive. It wasn't, there was no dreaming there for me.
No?
Other people love it, that's great, but for me it didn't work. So I tried very hard and then I was like, okay, this isn't working, and I went to Los Angeles.
Because London is one of the capitals of the music industry, a lot of people is trying to make it there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, but now it's, you know, it's too expensive. So there, you know, like Los Angeles now is too expensive. There are people, thousands of people, you know, trying to get their careers going in London and LA, and it's very hard to have the time and the money and the space to focus on music. It's difficult.
And your life in LA has an impact in your music?
Yes. And the sound, yeah. I think very much I look for different sounds now, and different harmonies. The way I play the piano is quite different, I think, and it's definitely for me a direct result of living in California. And of course I listen to different music here because the landscape you're in affects the music that works and resonates with you. So yeah, it changes a lot of things, definitely.
And do you release a few weeks ago the track Leave a Light On, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How
yes.
was the process of create that that track?
That track, very interesting process for me. I wrote the song on the piano and wrote the lyrics and had the verse and the chorus together, and then I took it to a producer called Tim Anderson, and we did a demo recording in an afternoon where I played all the instruments, and we did one take on everything, and I just ran around the studio, played all the instruments, and we were like, okay, that's cool. And then I played it to a producer in London, and he was like, let's work on this, and we spent two more days, and we built it up, and we got a better drummer in, and we re-recorded lots of it, and put the big outro on it, and just sort of made it as sort of fantastic sounding as possible. So really it was maybe 5 days work, that song. But 5 days work over 2.5 years.
Okay. Well, it's interesting how the time works for a musician.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's stupid. It's hell. I hate it.
So, Orlando, are you working in your next album?
I'm working on music, yes. And I will be releasing music now constantly. I have a lot of releases lined up. I don't know exactly how it will present itself, whether it will be lots of singles or EPs or an album or what. We'll wait and see, but I know, you know, the next three or four things that I'm releasing, and I know what they're going to be. So it's exciting, and you know, I don't feel pressure. I just feel excitement. So it's a very nice experience right now.
Yes, because the music industry is in a permanent change, and you need to think in a lot of things that works for your music when you release an album or a single or an EP.
Mm-hmm. It is changing all the time, and but you know, it's changing because of technology, and technology changes because of people who design technology. So tech people, engineers, computer programmers, they're the people who are designing this stuff, not musicians. So I think that it's very important as a musician that you just make the right music. And because if you make the right music, it will still be there in 30 years' time. But if you make the music for the tech people, for the technology, for the industry, then I don't think your music will last a long time. It will just be something that's successful now, but not successful in 10, 15 years.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So, has to be a long, you have to think about the long game, not the short game.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. But Orlando, are you planning to make a tour with your new music?
Yeah, well, good question. First, I'm going to do a DJ tour. I'm relaunching my record label, Nice Age, and putting out other people's music on that and some of my club tracks on that. And in September, October, and in August in Europe, I'll be touring as a DJ. And then, yes, I want to do a new live show, and I want to take it around the world. So we're just starting to work on that.
Well, looking forward to see your show or your DJ set here in Mexico. Are there plans to come to Mexico City or Guadalajara?
Yes, we're working on that. Yeah, and I would love to come back to Guadalajara. I played there a few years ago. I played outside in the sort of city center, and I DJed, and it was beautiful. It was amazing.
Yes, and now we are closer than ever.
Yeah. I live up the road. You live down the road. It's very close.
Exactly. And also, there's a lot of people from Mexico and precisely from Guadalajara living in L.A.
The Mexican community here and the Mexican American community here is huge. That is Los Angeles, you know.
Yes.
So I feel very connected to that, and it's a great energy. I love that it's so close, and I love that I get to be around it. And when I look at my career and the future of my career, Mexico is like a big part of my ambition. You know, Central America is important to me, and Mexico is important to me, and South America is important to me. It's places where I want to be able to come to Mexico one day and do 5 cities.
Okay.
that would be a wonderful dream, you know. So that excites me more than, say, going to France and doing 5 cities. I would love to be able to go to Mexico and do 5 cities. That's more exciting.
Yes, and probably a little harder.
Yeah, that's why it's exciting. It's a challenge.
Absolutely. Well, Orlando, looking forward to listen your new tracks. And
thank you.
Hope we can see you here very soon in the city as a DJ or with a totally enormous extinct dinosaurs.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
Thank you. You too.
See you.
Bye.